You are listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here's the latest news from the world of Indian and international business brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's begin with the market. Indian Renewable Energy Development Agency, IREDA's IPO, opens on November 21st with a total issue size of Rs. 2,150 crores and a price band set at Rs. 30 to 32 per share. The IPO consists of 67.19 crore shares, including a fresh issue of 40.32 crore equity shares by IREDA and an offer for sale of 26.88 crore shares by the Government of India. Financial analysts at Reliance Securities and Mehta Equities have given a subscribe rating to the IPO. This favorable outlook is grounded in factors such as a robust growth track record, notable improvements in asset quality, and attractive valuations. A closer look at the financials reveals IREDA's substantial growth, with AUM witnessing a remarkable 41% year-over-year increase as of September 2023. Meanwhile, systematic lump sum withdrawal from National Pension System account may be extended up to 100% so that the funds may remain under the NPS corpus for a longer tenure, PFRDA chairperson Dr. Deepak Mohanty said at the NPS Chintan Shivir on Monday. Recently, the Pension Fund Regulatory and Development Authority provided NPS subscribers with an option to make phased withdrawals of a lump sum through SLW. As per the latest rule, NPS subscribers can now withdraw only up to 60% of their pension corpus through the SLW on a monthly, quarterly, half-yearly or daily basis. This facility is available till the age of 75 years, starting from the time of normal exit. On to industry. After the Enforcement Directorate filed a prosecution complaint against Amway India under the Prevention of Money Laundering Act, the company said that it has been committed to legal and regulatory compliance. In a statement, a spokesperson from Amway said, quote, "The prosecution complaint currently filed by the Enforcement Directorate pertains to the investigation dating back to 2011, and since then we have been cooperating with the department and have shared all the information as sought from time to time. Since Amway began its operations in India 25 years ago, it has been committed to legal and regulatory compliance and has diligently maintained a culture of compliance and integrity to the present day," unquote. Over to economy. Led by the festive demand, India's Economic Activity Index, as measured by the Care Edge Economic Meter, grew at a five-month high of 7.5% in October as compared to the muted expansion a month ago. This, it said, was supported by increased economic activities led by festive demand boost. Out of the 18 high-frequency indicators that are used in CEM calculation, Care Edge said, 9 witnessed a significantly higher annual growth in October compared with a month ago. According to Care Edge, GST collections in October surged 13.4% on year to Rs. 1.72 trillion, which was the highest growth in the last 10 months, owing to a pickup in consumption due to the ongoing festive season, as well as increased compliance. Moving on, fintech company Kiwi has raised USD 13 million, about 108 crore rupees, in a funding round led by Omidyar Network India. Existing investors Nexus Venture Partners and Stellaris Venture Partners also participated in this round, according to a release. The latest fundraise will enable Kiwi to further expand its credit cards on UPI offerings in India. The release said that Kiwi raised USD 13 million in a Series A round led by Omidyar Network India to expand the credit on UPI landscape in India. Kiwi, founded in November 2022, says it is the first fintech company in India to launch credit cards with UPI by issuing digital RuPay cards in collaboration with banks. In some exciting news, Amazon has announced the launch of AI Ready, a new initiative to provide free artificial intelligence skills training and education to 2 million people globally by 2025. The program will offer a variety of resources, including 8 free AI and generative AI courses, scholarships, and collaborations with educational platforms. AI Ready is a response to the growing demand for AI skills in the workforce. An AWS study found that 73% of employers are looking for workers with AI skills, and that workers with AI skills can earn up to 47% more in salary than their non-AI counterparts. Amazon's AI Ready is an answer to this demand. It aims to provide free AI skills training to 2 million people globally by 2025. Lastly, let's see how the stock market performed today. Benchmark indices ended higher on November 21st with Nifty above 19,750. At close, the Sensex was up 275.62 points or 0.42% at 65,930.77 and the Nifty was up 89.40 points or 0.45% at 19,783.40. About 1,957 shares advanced, 1,634 shares declined and 124 shares unchanged. Biggest gainers on the Nifty included SBI Life Insurance, HDFC Life, Adani Enterprises, Hindalco Industries and JSW Steel, while losers were Coal India, ONGC, BPCL, Tech Mahindra and LTI Mindtree. You are listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.